Art Deco, File Number 12. The term Art Deco made its first appearance in 1966 with the retrospective show Les Années 25 held in the Decorative Arts Gallery in Paris to commemorate the last and highest level achieved by modernist craftsmanship. The International Exhibition of the Decorative and Modern Industrial Arts of 1925. Since the 1966 exhibition, all the artistic expressions appearing between the two world wars, from 1920 to 1940, were embraced by the term Art Deco. The historical complexity marking the outset of the 20th century was to characterize Art Deco, which expressed the contradictions of the 20s and 30s between modernism and committed art, between expressionism and functionalism, between the world wars and peace. 2 points in time stand out. From 1920 to 1929, especially in Europe, it was opulent, vitalistic, and optimistic. It took its inspiration from the cultures of the past that became fashionable following the archaeological discoveries made by Howard Carter in Egypt, who, in 1922, exhumed the tomb of Tutankhamun, the pharaoh's curse, seemingly the cause of the investigator's sudden death. Ancient Mesopotamia too, the pre-Hispanic cultures of South America and Mesoamerica, were another source of inspiration. The Mayan ruins were to be given a fresh appraisal, especially following the loss of Colonel Fawcett in 1925 in the Peruvian lands of Machu Picchu and the expedition led by Peter Fleming, who went in search of him. Without overlooking certain ancient European, African, or Far Eastern society cultures. The second period was in the United States from 1930 to 1939. This represents the period of the economic recovery following the stock market crash of 1929. The poetic view of the machine, of the modern, mechanized, technified world arose, replacing the old values with new scientific and aesthetic concepts. Their aesthetic expression shows the principles of geometry and of simplicity, counterpoised to the sinuous, over-elaborate Art Nouveau. They are infected by the proposals of certain artistic avant-garde movements. From the constructivist fascination of Cubism, they take geometry. From Fauvism, vibrant colors. From Futurism, the taste for machine forms. Suns with radiant, luminous beams, clouds with rigid strokes and repetitive waves representing watery liquids are some of the abstractions made from nature. From fauna, they choose gazelles, greyhounds, and more especially, nimble, elegant panthers. Elephants, bears, and birds, such as doves and herons, to evoke speed. From flora, severe cacti, sunflowers, ferns, and palms for their symmetry, working on flowers with geometrical outlines. Human silhouettes are fine, thin, slight, and with synthetic features. The most refined Art Deco objects were never susceptible to mass production. On the other hand, the objects most easily adapted to production in series were made in large amounts. This led to the decline of the style falling into bad taste known as kitsch. Its death throes coincided with the political and economic fits and starts of a convulsed period that marked the end of many things, among which was Art Deco.